talk to. I'm sitting here watching the boob tube, and Bernice is getting some leftover chicken and noodles mixed up, and that's about it. We've been out working in the yard.
I today myself, and got all the antenna stuff cleaned up and all that stuff. It's just, it all starts to pile around, so got everything put back the way it's supposed to be, and all the cables, everything tied up and put up the way they're supposed to be, so the grass guy can mow with ease.
Well, all of our grass is mowed, and we got, about 2 inches of rain there this last rain, so it's doing good. And here comes Cedric Haynes and the meteorologist and the weather, which is going to be clear up till Friday.
Yeah, so we got a nice week ahead of us with hopefully no rain. I don't need any rain, but if it comes, it comes.
And the day off then and not working?
Have anything scheduled? Well, I've got a little... guy's got a little water leak or something on his dehumidifier I got to go look at tomorrow. But I don't really have anything besides that scheduled until Monday when I'm going to trim out an entire house, all the moldings on an entire house.
Well, like fun. Yeah, that's something I could never do is make that cut on that molding up against the ceiling. Never could figure that out.
Talking about crown molding. Upside down. I got a little jig actually that I use to cheat. It just makes it easier. You don't have to think so much.
Well, Melanie just stinks when it comes to stuff like that. And I get frustrated real quick.
Yeah, and it can get expensive. You can start going through 10-foot pieces of molding pretty quick when you start making little mistakes.
I ought to turn that over to Bernice. I don't know. Did you ever figure out how to do crown molding, Bernice? I've seen guys do it with a little jigsaw before.
Ways to do it. You can cut it, you know, with your miter saw, and then there's also a method of using a coping saw to do it. Now, the old timers that were really good used to do it with a coping saw. I, on the other hand, am not that good.
That's how I seen it done way back many years ago. I couldn't remember what they called that thing with that little bitty blade in it.
C-O-P-I-N-G.
Tried it, and it just never did work.
With the, cutting the angles and cutting it upside down and that sort of a thing, I could do it all right with that.
Well, seeing you doing that bathroom and that, you can do most anything, Bob. That was a beautiful job. Oh, what are you going to do tomorrow?
Like I said, I've got to take a ride out and look at this guy's dehumidifier for him. And Wednesday, I go for my second COVID shot, so I really haven't planned much because I don't know what the after effects may or may not be. The first one was nothing. I'm hoping the second one will be the same. Thursday, I'm going over to help Jim put his 6-meter beam up, and I think I have Friday off, but Saturday and Sunday not doing nothing.
K9 JDP, Jim? Well, he's doing better. That's wonderful. Well, I may talk to you tomorrow. We'll see. We got a little bit planned for tomorrow. Where was that Sam's Club up there, Bob, in Hendersonville?
Art is.
But it seemed to me like when you were coming back to the west, you had to turn off to the right and go way down in a hole.
Freeway, when you're coming to my house, you know, you get off the freeway, and as soon as you get off the freeway, pretty much you come to a traffic light where you normally would turn right to come to my house. But if you continue to go straight, let me think about it. I'm trying to remember now. Let me see. One, about two or three traffic lights. You come to, I think it's three traffic lights. It could be two. You make a left and you turn into Walmart. And Sam's Club is kind of like behind or next to Walmart. That same driveway that takes you into Walmart will take you to Sam's Club. You just got to go all the way past Walmart.
From the Golden Corral, do you go past that on going east before you turn back?
You're going to make your left-hand turn to go into Walmart pretty much right at the Golden Corral.
Gives me an idea. Well, I don't know when we'll be doing that, but that was the plan coming up in the future one of these days. But as I remember, it was kind of out of sight. We haven't been out to eat, Bob, except one time since this COVID stuff started, and we went over to the Little Rebel, and that's been it.
Yeah, I've been out a few times. I went out yesterday, as a matter of fact, and, of course, I sat at the bar because there was nobody there, and I had, like, 25 feet on each side of me. So I felt pretty safe there, and everybody, all the wait staff and what have you, they were all masked up. So, Tom, I'm pulling into Ingles here. Let me go inside and do my shopping. I'll be back out in a few minutes if you're around, NT7J.
Okay, Mom. As always, it's great to hear you, and you take care. This is N0TR73.